And a reading from John chapter 14. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, I don't even remember her name. I don't remember her name. I don't remember the name of the little toddler I met in an orphanage years ago. And in fact, so many years have now passed, I don't even remember if I even ever really knew it. I don't remember her name. But I do remember her face. I remember her little round face, and I remember her little bits of black hair. And I remember her standing right in the middle of that gray, gloomy orphanage room. And I remember her little small frame. Her little small frame, her little diapered body with arms outstretched. That's about all I remember. And I suppose that little diapered body with arms outstretched just wanted to be held. I suppose that's probably the thing that she wanted most of anything in life, was just for somebody, maybe me, to pick her up, to hold her. But I don't even remember her name. Now, I suppose I smiled at her. She was cute. But I walked out, just as I'm sure so many others had, and I left her just as she was, orphaned. I don't remember her name. Have you been there? Have you been her? Orphaned. Alone. Deserted in some desolate corner of your life. Arms outstretched, just wanting someone. Someone to care for you. I think that's one of our greatest fears, to be alone, to be left alone, to not ever find that someone, that somebody who could really care, who could really love, who could really grab hold of us and love us and be there for us and take care of us and cry with us and laugh with us. Have you been there? Orphaned? Alone? Wanting just someone, anyone, to care for you? Well, hear these words of the Lord. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. What great joy this brings to the disciples. He's going away. I will not leave you as orphans. He's going away. Peter says, what do you mean I can't follow? Where you're going, I can't follow. Thomas, Lord, we don't even know where you're going? How do we know the way? What is this all about, Jesus? What do you mean? To whom shall we go? To whom else should we go? You have the words of eternal life, and now you're leaving us like this? I will not leave you as orphans, Jesus comforts them. For I will ask the Father, and he will send another counselor, another comforter, who will be with you. Yes, the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, who will come down upon them and who will guide them in all truth. I will not leave you as orphans. But Jesus does not stop there in verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. And in a little while, they, in their flesh, will see God. They will see Jesus. Yes, in a little while they will see him. They will see his glorious face after he rises up on that third day. I am coming to you, and he does to them. I am coming to you, says Jesus. And Jesus comes to them in the same way he comes to you. And you will be clothed with power from on high. And you will be clothed with power from on high. And you are clothed in Christ and in him crucified. Yes, I am coming to you, says Jesus. I am coming to you. And in your baptism, the Holy Spirit through water and through word brings Christ and him crucified and puts him on you, clothes you with Christ. And in the breaking of bread and prayer, I am coming to you, says Jesus, in and with and under bread and wine. I am coming to you. And just as he promised, and just as the angels reminded them and remind us, he will come in the same way you have seen him go. He will come. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. But I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans is only a promise that Jesus can make. Those are words which only flow rightly from the Savior's mouth. Because you can't say it and mean it. You can't say it and always keep it. Oh, you say, I know my brother, I know my sister. I know they have problems. I know they're dealing with a lot. I know that they're needy. But you know what? I've got my own problems. I've got my own things weighing down on my shoulders. And quite frankly, I'm a SEM student and I don't have time for all this. You know what? They annoy me. quite frankly, I would just rather get away from them because they complain and they complain and they complain. Get me out of here. I will not leave you as orphans. Those words don't always flow so sweetly from our mouths. And for that, for those times in which we leave each other, we abandon each other, we desert each other, we forget about each other, we're annoyed by each other. For all the times we leave each other as orphans, Jesus is left alone, deserted in a garden for you. Deserted by the ones who love him. They run away. Jesus, left alone, deserted, abandoned for a cross, for you, for the love that he has for you. For all the times you say, I could care less, he was abandoned. He was abandoned so that you would have forgiveness. He was abandoned so that you truly, certainly, surely would no longer be orphans, but adopted sons and adopted daughters, living with him today and forever. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.